In Arizona, as controversy continues to swirl around that state's tough new law cracking down on illegal immigration, its high-profile former governor, Janet Napolitano, says she has big reservations about that law. Napolitano stepped down as governor to become head of the Department of Homeland Security. The new law, which would go into effect this summer, requires police and sheriff's departments to enforce immigration laws. If they suspect a person is in the country illegally, they must demand proof of the person's status and make an arrest if someone is not in the U.S. legally. For more on the law and its implications, we turn to NPR's Ted Robbins in Tucson. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's begin with what exactly authorities are looking for. In a way, you might say, what does an illegal immigrant look like?
Right. And that's the nut, I think, of the controversy. In the United States, aliens, which is the government word for non-citizens, are required to carry registration. Question is, how can you tell who one is by looking? The implication, and the obvious conclusion, is that it could lead to stopping people who are here legally, as well as U.S. citizens. So there are going to be legal challenges, no doubt, brought against this law by civil rights groups, immigrant rights groups, and possibly even the U.S. Justice Department. And as you mentioned, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the law will hinder local law enforcement in other ways. Here she is speaking to Congress yesterday.
We have some deep concerns with the law from a law enforcement perspective because we believe it will detract from and siphon resources that we need to focus on those in the country illegally who are those who are committing the most serious crimes in addition to violating our nation's immigration laws.
Now, when Napolitano became Homeland Security Secretary, the job of governor of Arizona went to the next highest elected official, who was Jan Brewer, and who happened to be a Republican. And by Napolitano's comments and her actions as governor and as a Democrat, you'd have to guess that she would have vetoed this bill.
And then what about the people who will have to enforce this new law?
Law enforcement is split. Some see it as a tool they can use. The most obvious would be Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio in the Phoenix area. And others say they'll refuse to enforce it. Pima County Sheriff just yesterday had called the bill racist and said he has no intention of enforcing it. And Pima County is in the Tucson area.
And, of course, beyond that, there's a backlash to this law from outside of Arizona, calls for boycotts of the state. Where are they coming from?
They're coming from states with large Hispanic populations, such as California, from civil rights leaders, and potentially from Arizona's largest trading partner, which is the Mexican state of Sonora.
And Arizona has been the object of a boycott once before.
That's right, a real boycott, not just threats. In the 1980s, focused on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, which then-governor of Arizona, Evan Meekum, refused to declare a holiday. And a number of organizations canceled conventions. The NFL moved the Super Bowl, and the economic impact eventually led to a ballot measure. And voters passed it, creating the Martin Luther King holiday in Arizona. So there's precedent and there's evidence that economic boycotts can have an effect.
Back to immigration, it seems like a polarizing subject in many places, but in particular in Arizona. Is there any common ground?
There is. Everyone I've spoken with or heard agrees that the federal government created the state's current drug smuggling and immigration problem back in the 90s when it beefed up the Border Patrol in California and Texas, which pushed illegal crossers into Arizona. And then folks say the government has steadily refused to deal with the larger immigration issues, which could alleviate the problem. So I suppose we'll see if this controversy is enough to push Congress to move, and that's what the bill's backers say they really want.
Ted, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Ted Robbins speaking to us from Tucson, Arizona.